The word today is manager. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Doug Schrader. The Bible has a title for persons who are entrusted with a task or responsibility. They are called stewards. A steward's job is to benefit the owner's property through wise decisions and hard work. As Christians, we are to be stewards of God's gifts. Here to show us how we can better handle what God has given us is Bible educator Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Manager.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, there is a statement about faithfulness to God and how God has entrusted us with certain things. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1, it says, "So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now, it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." What are these secret things that is being spoken of here? Well, at one time, the plan of God's salvation was a mystery. It was a secret. But no longer. It's been revealed that God's plan was to raise up through the Jewish people a world Messiah, a Savior for all people named Jesus. This Jesus went to the cross and suffered and died. He gave his life explicitly so that you who put your faith in him might have life everlasting. You can have all of your sins forgiven as you turn to God. This is called repentance. You repent of your sins. You turn around and walk away from the former life of corruption and of evil that you had been living. You ask God sincerely to let Jesus be your Lord and Savior, and you live a new life in him, and you have received salvation in him. This was a huge mystery. Many people in the world didn't know the plan until Jesus came. And so now, Christians are the carriers of these secret things of God. And the point is not to keep it a secret. The point is to share it with as many people as we can. With that in mind, there is a discussion here about those who have been entrusted must prove faithful. And I'd like for us to think for a few minutes as believers in Jesus about how we show our faithfulness to God, how we prove faithfulness to him. There's many different ways we can do this. One is with personal morality. Like we said, when we come to faith in Jesus, we want to leave a sinful life and we want to live a better life for God out of thanksgiving for what Jesus has done for us. Other people find it very important to be godly parents, to be able to pass on their faith to their children, and to make sure that their children walk with the Lord Jesus. This is one of the most important things to some Christians. Other Christians think that it's very important to show faithfulness to God when it comes to studying of his word, that we be a student, because actually that's what the word disciple means. Jesus' first followers were called disciples. And so a person who sees the need for reading and learning and taking in the knowledge of Jesus is being very faithful intellectually to him. And then there's people that consider it of the utmost importance to share the testimony of Jesus, to bear witness to Christ. This also is part of what Jesus expects us to do when he said in Matthew chapter 28, "Go and make disciples of all nations." So these are all excellent ways of showing faithfulness to the Lord Jesus, but none of them are to be excluded. They're all to be done. However, today I'd like to talk about another area, a different facet of faithfulness to Jesus, and this is in how we handle the material things he's given us. What are we doing with the objects that we have been blessed with? What are we doing with the money that we receive? It is one of the most basic forms of faithfulness to God to handle what He has given us with intention, with purposefulness, with a mind that says, I'm not going to be a wasteful individual. I'm not going to be a greedy individual. I am going to use what God has blessed me with so that I can serve the kingdom of Jesus. In other words, this is a sort of worship with the wallet, so to speak, where we use our material blessings and our money not just for ourselves, not just to make ourselves richer or look better with better clothing or drive a different vehicle, but that we use the things God has given us to win people for salvation in Christ. Because ultimately, that's what a servant does. They handle what's been entrusted to them well. So let's think about this. Money, of course, is a very measurable thing. We can find out very quickly how we are doing with money if we make notes on what we have versus what we spent or how much an investment has made for us. It's easy to see whether you're serious about handling your money. And one little secret that Christians around the world have learned from God's Word is that power with money is not the power to spend. Commercials try to deceive you into thinking that money power is to spend it. That's wrong. True power with money is to earn more money. In other words, to use interest in your favor to gain more. But the Christian then has to resist this because everything has been given to us so that we are managing it for God. Therefore, the goal is not just to make more for ourselves. The goal is to use it in a way that is going to influence other people, that is going to bring other people to Christ. And it's very easy to see whether people are growing in thankfulness and in responsibility to Jesus with the things that they have. Measuring offerings, for instance, that are given in worship to the Lord, it's a very clear indicator of what a person is thinking. If a person never gives back to God, it shows they have either a weak faith or no faith at all. Many people don't even keep good track of what they're doing with their money. And I would suggest that every Christian has to pay attention to how they are handling their material things, what they will or won't buy, and what they will or won't spend. Giving you an idea of how to assess how a person is doing, let's say someone has $10, which is quite a bit of money for many people in the world, and let's say they only gave 10 cents or 1% of this to God. Now, unless the person was extremely poor and had horrible responsibilities to handle, this would be a lousy offering. A Christian is to start at a tithe, which is 10%. So it would be more like $1 out of $10. That's considered a starting point in offerings. And the Christian is to grow from there. Now, obviously, the more money one has, the more things one has, the more that they should be handling it well and giving it for the sake of the kingdom and for the sake of the poor and the needy and the imprisoned. If someone has vast wealth and they're giving 2 or 3% of their income, they're a lousy giver. And I would question whether they take their faith seriously. I would suspect that for many individuals who will not part with their material things, they are not true believers. If you really understand Jesus Christ and really know the importance of bringing people to salvation and supporting the work of the kingdom around the world, you can't be a lousy giver. You have to give in order to support the kingdom. You're not a good steward if you don't. And so now in verse 1, it says, Men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and those entrusted with the secret things of God. Well, we talked about the secret things. What isn't a secret is that what God has blessed you with materially, you are managing. It reminds me of Joseph in Genesis chapter 39. Let me read it for us here, where it says, Joseph found favor in Potiphar's eyes, and he put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. Well, Joseph was even enslaved as a servant to Potiphar, but God blessed Joseph because he used what he had been given wisely. He developed it. And that's what Christians are supposed to do. We're supposed to take whatever God gives us and use it well, not wastefully. And that's why Christians will not do certain things. Christians will not just spend and spend and spend amassing clothing or cars or things like this just in order to get gratification for having material objects. That's idolatry. That is worship of what the scripture calls mammon, material things, instead of the true God. If you are really a follower of Jesus Christ, you will not turn objects into a false god. Another thing Christians won't do, they won't gamble. Christians do not throw their money away on things that are supposed to be lucky. We're supposed to be trusting in the true God. We're supposed to be looking to Him and managing well whatever He has given to us. Gambling is definitely not managing something properly. It's wasteful, and the odds of success are incredibly low. That is why I do not gamble, because I don't want to be wasting what God has given me. He's expecting us to handle it well. I'd like for you to consider this and think about how you are handling what God has given you. He's given you salvation in Jesus Christ, but all these other things, including the money you receive, are blessings from Him, and He's entrusted it to you to use wisely. So you are to be a manager, a steward of God's things. And whatever you own is on loan from God. It's all going to disappear, according to 2 Peter 3. Until the coming back of Jesus, until His return, use it wisely. God will seek an accounting from you and see how well you have handled the things He's entrusted to you.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Faith. When properly centered in Christ, faith is trustworthy and genuine. This booklet talks about the kind of faith needed to believe in and to serve God, the faith that transforms lives and makes heroes out of ordinary people. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.